Luke, 15th chapter. Luke 15, I'm going to start reading at verse 11. Verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed his swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, Bring forth the best robe and put it upon him, put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fattened calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found, and they begin to be merry. May the Lord and his blessing for the reading of his holy word. Father, again and again. Ask, O God, that you fill us, O Father, with the words, O Lord, that you would have spoken. We ask you, O Father, just to take over in this service. But most of all, Lord, we pray that you'll just touch our hearts, each and every one of us, Lord. Let us open to thee and hear what the Spirit said. We ask you, O God, just to take over the service. Use it, O Lord, as you would see fit. But Lord, if there's one here today that knows you not, or is growing cold or indifferent, we pray, Lord, that your sweet Holy Spirit might just touch and rekindle that fire that once glowed. Help us, O Lord, for we're nothing without you. In the name of Jesus, the story that I have just read to you, I suppose you have read it hundreds and hundreds of times. The prodigal son. Okay. And how that two sons, and one of them got a little bit restless, we might say, and he decided that living on the farm wasn't for him anymore. He'd had enough of this farm life and this working and all this without seemingly getting ahead. So he, and I thought, man, that fits just about every one of us. Is there anybody here in the crowd today that hasn't been there or headed for there? There's some probably that are looking just exactly like this young man did. Unhappy with the life that they were living. As it was going, it just seemed like it didn't work out good. It wasn't exciting like he wanted. So he decided that it's time for me to make the move. He said to his father, I want my inheritance now. I want it now. Just give me what you have for me, and I'll take it and do with it as I want. Boy, does that sound like some of us. Unhappy. Lord, just give me what's mine. Do you want what you deserve? Not likely. If we got what we deserve, we probably would have slept in a box under a bridge last night. But you know, as he said this, and what did his father do? Looked on him, and wise old man he must have been. And he must have thought, this breaks my heart. Breaks my heart to see one of my sons want to leave. Not happy with the way that I have brought him up. Treated him, that have done it. He's just not happy with it. But I can imagine that deep down in the wisdom of the old white-haired man knew that this was short-lived. So he did just that. He divided exactly what was due him between the two sons, and he gave it to him. And he put her in his pocket, and down the road he went. He went into the world, out there into the, jungle, we might say. Boy, was they glad to see him. Now comes the fun part. Yes, if you've got a pocket full of money and you go out into the world, everybody's your friend. Yes. You don't have to worry about a thing. Boy, they'll take care of you. Come right on in. We'll take good care of you. Yeah. And he had that pocket full of money, and he went in, and he had all kinds of friends, and had a really ball. He had a ball. He was going he was the man of the town, you might say. But his money soon ran out, and he found himself with nothing. Well, when his money ran out, so did his friends. He had no longer, they were not friendly anymore. They used him for everything that he had, and he was empty now, and he had no use for it. They cast him aside to a point that he went to a citizen of that country to find work. And he sent him out in the field to feed the swine. The hogs. They sent him to the hog pen. And as he was out there feeding the hogs, he was so hungry that he could have eaten with them. Can you imagine being in a point that you would eat the husk with the hogs? That's getting pretty low. That's getting pretty low. He had fallen from probably a pretty wealthy family to the hog pen. Yes, friends, as long as you've got money in your pocket, the world is your friend. But when the money runs out, it's to the hog pens. And let me tell you this, friends, if we have young folks in our class today, if we have in our mind thinking that we can go out into this world, forget about the trainings that we've had at home and in the church, and go out in this world and live because they're friendly to us, you will wind up in the hog pen. You will wind up eating with the hogs, slopping with the hogs in the mire and the mud and the filth Yes, it might not be physically a hog pen, but it will be the exact same, because you'll find yourself, as we have seen it so many times, people that have been high in society, have been wealthy, have gotten out into the world and got into the trash that's out there, and it drug them down to a point that they were spending their nights on the street. Yes. I know, I won't mention any names, but I knew a lady from my youth, and she married one of the richest boys in our community. He was the son of one of the wealthiest people in our town. He had money. He was in the service. He married her overseas. He brought her back over here. They had everything that you could possibly think going for them. Had all the wealth they wanted. They could have done anything they wanted to. But they decided that was not good enough. They wanted to go out and they wanted to try the things of the world. And it went from bad to worse to worse to worse till the man wound up dead. And the woman wound up, the last account I had of her, she was sitting in a doorway over here in North Butte, or across the river, wherever that is. She was sitting in the doorway overnight. There's where she spent her night. You think for a moment that you can turn your back on those things that you have been brought up in the church, in the teachings of family, the love that the family can give to a person. You think you can turn your back on that for 1 minute and survive? You've got another thing coming. You're headed for the hog pen. Okay. He was in the hog pen eating with the hogs. And all of a sudden, it tells you right there, he came to himself. Yes, he finally woke up and realized that the life that he was traveling was wrong. That it was a downhill slide. Okay. So he said, my servants that my father has more than enough to eat. They're living a whole lot better, and they're only servants. He said, I will go back. Wow, what a time in a man's life when he is willing to say, I am wrong. Yes, I will go back and tell my father that I'm not even worthy to be called his son. Not even worthy, but just anything that you can do for me, I want it. He went back. Yes. He turned around. That was repentance, you see. He repented and he went back. And probably all the way back along the way, he was thinking, my, what am I going to find? You know, Dad might might disown me. He might be there just ready to chew me out, to throw me back out, to tell me, no, you're not welcome here, go away. You made your choice, live in it. Have you ever heard that before? Yes. You've made your bed, lie in it. He might very well have told him that. He was thinking all these things in his mind. Up the road he went, and I can just see him going up that old dusty road back up towards his father's house. And as he got there, the old man was standing out there, and he looked down the road and he couldn't see very well. He looked down the road like that, and what did he see? He sees someone coming up that road. He'd been looking for him all the time he had left. Every day he went out there, he looked for him. That's not the Bible, but I believe it. He said he went out there every day looking, hoping, praying that his son would come home. Yes, he did. As he was looking out there, he looked down there and praised the Lord. He looked out there, and what does he see? He sees his son that had gone astray. He saw him coming up the road. He did not wait for him to come up the road to the house. He ran towards him to greet him. And when he did, he welcomed him with open arms. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what that boy felt? expect him to be chawed out, to turn around, throw it away. Instead of that, his father placed his arms around him and welcomed him home. And he went all the way. Yes, he gave him the very best. He killed the fatted calf. They made a feast. They done all the everything that he possibly could do. He picked him up. He put a robe on him, new clothes. Put a robe on him. He put a ring on his finger. And he made him, just elevated him higher probably than he had ever been. Yes. Yes, he did. He had a brother. He had a brother that didn't leave. Now his brother stayed home. And he worked. He was out there in the field working when all this was taking place. And then as he heard the noise and all the commotion, what in the world is going on there? And as he went back to his father, he found all this going on right away. Oh boy, the devil jumps in. Yep. He jumps in there and he says, well, I have been here all the time. I have worked. And he said, I haven't faltered. He said, I've done everything that you could possibly ask me to do. I've done all this. You never made a feast for me. You never killed a fatted calf. You never had a party. You never done all this. You never done all that for me. And I've been here all the time working for you. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Does that sound familiar? Well, when we see someone, but Lord, I've done everything I possibly can, and you haven't blessed me. Yeah. But there are those two verses that I read to you earlier, 31 and 32. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother that was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Praise the Lord, the love of that Father. Yes, this is Father's Day, and the love of that Father. Well, that's a good story. But that only tells you, that story is only here to tell you that Jesus Christ, the Holy Father, is the Father. Yes, we have lived under the good graces of the Almighty God. Blessed us in every way that we can possibly think of. We are rich beyond compare. Yes. And there's peoples out there in the world that, just like I told you, that lady, that was blessed beyond measure, but decided, no, I want to try that other way. And went. The peoples around and about that are out there on dope and everything that you can think of, the worldly pleasures and all that, that's going downhill, kerwhammy. Left the love of the Father, the Almighty God, Jesus Christ, the only provider of good things. Yes, left it for the trash in the world. Yes, there's thousands and thousands of people out there today that's living in this condition, living with the hogs. But until they realize exactly where they stand and say, I will return to my Father. Repentance. Turn around. Get back to the Father. Yes. The Almighty God. Yes. Jesus Christ, who died for all of us, stands with open arms and looks down that dusty road and waits. He waits every day. He knows exactly where they are. He knows exactly where you and I were. He knows exactly. And as he waits and returns, he welcomes with open arms. He puts the arms around them. He puts a new robe upon them, a robe of righteousness. Yes, he wraps around us. He feeds us the best that there is, the Word of God. He feeds us the very best that there is. He gives us the whole thing. Yes, folks, you are blessed beyond measure by the Father. He has given us everything. Don't think for one minute. Don't even let it cross your mind, young people, of turning your back on it and going out into the world, because it's a downhill slide. And the first thing you know, if we do this, you're going to be eaten with the hog. And I might go a little bit further. There might even be such a thing, I don't think so, but there might even be such a thing today as those that are ready to eat with the hog. If there is, turn around, realize where you're at, and go back to the Father, who will welcome you with open arms and give you all the good things beyond measure. Yes, as Tom said, we've had a rough week, Tom. But God knew why. Don't question it. Lord, I don't know what's all about, you know. But you do. And evidently it's good, because I'm yours, I'm your child, and you ain't going to give me anything bad. You're going to take care of me. I may not know how, or I may not know why, but you know all about it, because you see down the road there, I only see what's right in front of me. Yes, God is good. He'll bless you. Don't think for a minute that there's anything out there in that world worth trading what God has given us for. Because He is the Father. Yes, Father's Day. He is the Father of fathers. He is the Almighty Father. And He loves us. He loves us so much, we can't even begin to imagine how much He loves us. Because He was willing to give His Son for us. That is the God is so good. Yes, we sometimes wonder why this or why that. But put your faith in Jesus Christ and all things will fall into place. Yes, fall down the road, it's going to turn around. We're going to say, well, Lord, you were right. Yes, we're going to know that all the things that God does for us is good. Yes, we have to be chastised once in a while. We have to be put in our place because we're unruly. Yes. If you have found yourself doubting, why? Why is it worth it? Is this assembling ourselves here in the church? Is this worship service? Is it worth it? Oh, friend, that's all you've got. You turn your back on that. You turn your back on what God has given you, and you'll see things start to deteriorate pretty fast. Little by little by little. Not any great big catastrophe, but little by little by little. Until, if we keep on that track, we'll wind up like the lady I said, slept all night in the doorway of a hotel across the river. Yes, I've seen it. And I know what it can do. It can wind up in a death. But we can turn our lives around and say, Father, I'm not worthy, because I have sinned. I have sinned against you. I have sinned against God. And He can turn us around and make us better than we ever keeping on. Hold on. God's purpose. Yes, we love to see our church filled. If God wants this church filled, it will be filled. If God doesn't want this church filled, you can't fill it. We depend on Him completely. Yes. Think about it. Yes. Probably none of us would say, boy, that sermon preacher, that just fit that fellow sitting over there, didn't it? Yes, sir. That was meant for him exactly. Yes, I know it was. I better turn it around and say, Lord, that was for me. Father, we thank you for praise you. We just praise you, God, just for being such a wonderful Father. Knowing, Lord, sometimes we get discouraged. And Lord, sometimes we wonder why. And sometimes, Lord, we even think, is it worth it? But Lord, there's nothing else. Without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Lord, we can't make it. We ask you, God, in these times of troubles and trials, give us strength, Lord, and give us courage. Help us, Lord, to overcome Satan and the things he would throw at us. Help us, Lord, to be what you'd have us to be. We ask you, Father, to look into our hearts. Father, if there's anything in there that's contrary to your holy will, that we get rid of it. We get rid of it, Lord. Help us, Lord. Because we're helpless without you. In the name of Jesus, we ask you.